On Wednesday night, NBC is planning a one-hour special, A Day in the Life of the Bush Presidency. It will air in the time slot immediately preceding the fictional White House drama, The West Wing. NPR's news analyst Daniel Schorr predicts that it may be difficult to tell the two apart.
First, bear in mind that George Bush doesn't act at all like Martin Sheen, and that Mr. Bush usually travels to outside meetings with the Secret Service, but not with NBC anchor Tom Brokaw, and that not all the president's days are as busy as this one seems to have been, chock full of sessions on biomedical ethics, homeland security, oil exploration, child adoption, and a delegation from the 4-H clubs. Vice President Dick Cheney is paroled from his undisclosed location for a lunch where no secrets are discussed on camera. There is also a cocktail reception with lawmakers at which the president doesn't drink. The show does a lot for the White House and for NBC. My problem with it is this. It is titled Inside the Real West Wing, but it's hardly more real than the show that follows. It is inconceivable that this security-conscious bunch would allow cameras into a real FBI or CIA briefing of the president, or into a session of the hush-hush National Security Council discussing, say, whether to invade Iraq. In the real West Wing, it is unlikely that an NBC microphone would be listening to a telephone chat with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, or that Lithuanian President Valdas Adamkus would be asked to advance his official visit by a week, adding a foreign leader to the agenda. The real West Wing it isn't, or at least one hopes it isn't. One has to wonder who was minding the national store while president and staff were engaged in a day of show and tell. But the NBC show reflects another reality whose evolution I've observed since President Eisenhower first allowed cameras into his press conferences. More and more, the White House has become consumed with the appearance it projects, and to that end, it's willing to negotiate a mutually beneficial alliance with a network for an hour of prime time with time out for commercials. 12 cameras and Tom Brokaw observe the president while the work of the White House proceeds out of sight. Soon, the White House may be the ultimate photo op, what historian Daniel Burstyn would call a pseudo-event. This is Daniel Schorr.